Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Whoa! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
The late, great godfather of soul, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. James Brown. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. The godfather of small business, that's the story I'm sticking to. I am the small business advocate and one and only, and that is mine, by the way. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Also, ageofthecustomer.com is the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Ray Keating is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. Right, Ray?
SBECouncil.org. You get all sorts of good stuff there. We're talking about energy. We have energy analysis there. And as you mentioned, the various books I've written, the latest one is an SBE Council book, Unleashing Business Through IP and Intellectual Property
yep.
book. So
yep.
you can look at it there as well.
All right, good. I don't have that copy, by the way, Ray. I don't have my copy yet.
You don't? All right. Well, we'll get it to you. Sorry about that.
If you take care of that for me.
Okay.
All right. So when we're talking about energy, folks, and there are so many things that could be accomplished to the benefit of America economically, not only for the national economy, but for the pocketbooks of individuals, helping the poor, helping small business owners, and also geopolitical, right? And one of them is, and you've been writing a lot about this, you've been doing a lot of research on this, a lot of studying on this, but one of them that we have hundreds and hundreds of years of reserves in is something that the president has declared war on, and that's coal. Ray, Europe uses coal. If we could help Europe become less dependent upon Russia if we would export coal to them.
Yeah, coal's an interesting story because the coal industry actually has stepped up exports in a big way over the last really dozen years or so, when the exports have
declined. Including since the assault of President Obama on the coal industry?
Yeah, well, that's interesting, because, again, this is the two stories. In the private sector, you've got this tremendous increase in coal exports, and actually this year will be over 100 million tons of coal exports, and that'll be 4 years in a row, and that'll tie a record. I think we did that, like, back in the late 80s, early 90s. But coal exports declined from the early 90s to 2002. Since then, they've grown tremendously. The numbers I looked at from 2002 to 2012,
mm-hmm.
they increased by more than 200%. So there's a great opportunity here for the coal industry to help with the global demand for energy, the growing global demand. And understand that the coal industry, again, is overwhelmingly, like so many other industries, about small businesses. You know, people don't realize
that.
Oh,
that's right.
60% of employer firms in coal mining industry have less than 20 employees.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great opportunity. However, and this is the Washington part, you'd mentioned the Obama administration's war on coal, and that's exactly what's going on. So overall production over the last couple of years here in the U.S. has come down because of this regulatory assault on coal. So again,
how many businesses
this is an area where Washington needs to step back, stop doing dumb things, and letting the coal industry thrive and create jobs and help grow our economy.
Don't declare war on a legitimate industry.
Absolutely. I mean, the notion we even have to say that is ridiculous, but unfortunately,
it is
the reality.
But and let me tell you something, folks. When Ray and I call this a war on coal by President Obama, we're not being partisan. We're not being anti-Obama. These are almost his words, aren't they, Ray?
Yeah, there is words
said that,
going back.
He said that in the campaign.
Going back to 2008 campaign. That's exactly right. When you look at what he's pushing through in terms of the Obama EPA, in terms of the climate agenda. In terms of emissions and regulations, you can't build a new coal plant today. And then he's got his eyes on, shutting down
them down left and right now.
Yep, exactly.
They're going to be shutting some down in my area. And all that's going to do is drive up the price of energy. And as you say, look at how, I wonder, does anybody have any idea how many small businesses have gone under during his war on coal?
Yeah, no, it's bad. As you said, it's bad news for consumers in terms of electricity costs. It's bad news for the businesses that are on both sides of the equation. They help supply energy, and they're consuming energy themselves.
Let's raise this understanding to another level. He has declared war on coal, but basically he is anti-carbon. His attempts at alternative fuels have failed. And all he's done in his ideological quest, Ray, is to cause energy prices to be high, which in my opinion contributes to this income inequality and this lowering of disposable income of Americans. What do you think?
Yeah, you're right. And again, it's the Washington versus the marketplace. He started with coal. He's obviously been anti-oil as well. In other words, why haven't we approved the Keystone Pipeline? There's no possible reason why that is still dragging on. It's ridiculous. And quite frankly, as much as you hear talk, and certainly that is the case, that natural gas burns cleaner and so on, natural gas is on the target list as well.
Yeah, because they don't like fracking.
It's a carbon-based energy. They don't like fracking, and they're looking to expand federal regulation of hydraulic fracturing. The states have done a wonderful job. The states understand their situations far better than bureaucrats in Washington, but that's not enough.
Well, and also, there's new innovations out there showing that they can frack with biodegradable cooking oil, for example.
The innovation for the industry is wonderful.
That's right, exactly. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back and talk one more segment about what Ray's been working on with regard to energy after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.